Welcome to the Words of Hope podcast, weekday devotions from the diverse voices of Cathedral of Hope, United Church of Christ.
The devotion for today, Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, was written by Bob Shea and is narrated by Dana Goodnow. Today's words of inspiration come from Isaiah chapter 28, verse 23. Give ear and hear my voice. Listen and hear my words. Hear today's words of hope. In the season of Eastertide, celebrating those 40 days the resurrected Christ walked among us, you are invited to meditate on imagining yourself in the role of one of Jesus' close disciples, recalling the still fresh occasion of being with him and the others during the Last Supper. There are men and women in the room who are older than you, and wiser, more experienced, who seem to know what to say in difficult situations. There are others who are simple fishermen who follow Jesus because, well, they were invited by him. For you, it has been almost 3 years now that you have been with Jesus, and you wonder tonight what it was that first attracted you to him and the group that surrounded him. Was it just plain curiosity or a feeling of adventure? Remember how your friends thought you had lost your mind when you told them that you were going to follow Jesus? But somehow, deep down, you knew that you really had to, that you really wanted to see what Jesus had to offer. And what a 3-year period it has been. You realize how you have grown to really admire this man from Nazareth. In fact, you have grown to love him in a way that is difficult to describe, as all love is. You just feel totally at home with him, secure with him. In fact, you feel totally accepted by him, even as you make dumb mistakes like the one in Galilee last week. You told him what had happened and apologized, and he broke into a large grin. He told you it was okay and invited you to share a piece of bread and a cup of wine that he had. Although the whole business is a bit crazy, you know that you are exactly where you are supposed to be. You turn to Peter, who is on your left, for some more wine, and he passes you the jar as he tells you to help yourself. You really don't want to sleep while there is still a chance that Jesus will speak. You turn to your right now and look at Jesus and see that he is talking quietly with John, who everyone knows is his best friend. He is talking too quietly to hear, so you start talking with the others around you. Suddenly, there is a lull in all of the chatter that happened quite spontaneously, and Jesus looks around the room and smiles, and you and the others smile back. Your heart begins to beat faster, and you're not sure why. As Jesus begins to speak, you and the others shift your body position to see him better and in order to pay better attention to what he is saying to the group. Jesus is seated just 4 people away from you to your right. He speaks. As my Abba has loved me, so I have loved you. Live on in my love. You will live in my love if you keep my commandments, even as I have kept my Abba's commandments and live in God's love. His eyes are moving from one person to the other, and you are struck when his eyes meet yours. The feeling you have is that he is speaking directly to you and as if there were no one else present in the room. He continues, "All this I tell you, that my joy may be yours, and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you." Let us pray. Speak to me, God, for your servant is listening. Amen.
The Words of Hope podcast and the Cathedral of Hope Daily Devotions are a ministry of Cathedral of Hope United Church of Christ. To support this ministry, please subscribe to and share this podcast, follow us on social media, and donate through our website at cathedralofhope.com/give.